The Lord be with you. This is Reverend Lindsay again, and if you're listening to our virtual worship service posts in order, you just heard Matthew's version of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. If we could be in church today, we'd sing "All Glory, Laud, and Honor," and we'd wave our palm fronds. So we just heard that story. And already, we're going to turn to the story of the Passion, the suffering of Jesus. You might be thinking, what's the hurry? Why do we have to rush so quickly past the palms and the singing and the hopeful parade? I wonder if that's what Jesus' disciples felt. Maybe what Jesus himself felt. Already? So soon? Even while the shouts of the crowd still ring in our ears, while we still savor the joy of that ragtag parade which felt like victory, made all things seem possible. Even though Jesus had told them that he would die, they would prefer to hold on to this beautiful moment, bask in its glow. Well, who wouldn't? But the triumphal entry into Jerusalem is not the high point of the story, only the prelude to the final act. Events move inexorably forward now. The wheels have already been set in motion, were ever since Jesus had the audacity to raise Lazarus from the dead. Ever since, in fact, Jesus had the audacity to bring good news to the poor, to cast out demons and heal the sick and forgive sins, to challenge the religious authorities and the agents of empire. Things were set in motion from the moment Jesus was born. That helpless, homeless child, that king laid in a feed box, the Word of God made flesh, from that very moment, trouble lay ahead. And here it is. Not so soon after all, maybe, but still moving far too quickly for us. But it's appropriate, this abrupt transition from triumph to death. For that's what life is like, isn't it? That's what the end of life is like. Suffering, death, they catch us unawares, no matter how well prepared we think we are. I'll never forget how, as my 90-year-old father lay dying, mere moments from the end of this life, one of my brothers embraced our father's unconscious body and cried, "No, it's too soon, it's too soon." Well, my father's death could bring nothing but release from a body that could no longer sustain him. But if it was not too soon for him, it was far too soon for those he left behind. And so if the story of Christ's passion catches us unawares, unprepared, plain, not ready, that's how it should be. If it shocks us with its suddenness, offends us with its timing, death should shock and offend us. Every time. It's always too soon to lose the ones we love. Yet the very shock of Jesus' death is one more sign of how completely God is with us, how far this Son of God was willing to travel with us, how utterly human God made flesh was willing to become for us. So soon, I hope you'll listen to the story of the suffering and death of Jesus. It's a terrible and heartbreaking story of unimaginable sacrifice, Not because the suffering of Jesus was the greatest suffering ever inflicted. Thousands were crucified by the Roman Empire in just the same shameful and painful way as Jesus. Thousands suffer brutal and pathetic deaths every day, even today. Maybe especially today, all over the world, as a pandemic rages and brings death and devastation in its wake. What makes Jesus' death so sacrificial, so self-giving, is that in that very human, all too common death, God came as close to us as our very heartbeats, as close as the final stilling of our hearts. And in that very real, very ugly death lies God's victory and ours over the grave, come Easter morn. For don't forget, though we can't rush ahead to Easter as we have been hurried on to the cross, Easter will come. Despite fear, pandemic, pain, closed churches, weeping may linger for the night, and the night seems terribly long just now, but joy will come with the morning. If it helps you to better follow the story you are about to hear, you may want to read along as it's read. It's from the Gospel of Matthew, beginning at chapter 26, verse 14. Or you may want to shut your eyes, the better to see with your mind's eye as the events unfold, the better to imagine where you are in this story as you bear witness in love and faith at the very foot of the cross to the generous and saving death of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. God be with you.